God the mercy said to regret it for the rest of his life or her life. So if they are close by and you can call them, please call them. Now we appreciate the problem with the numbers, and so we're trying to do as many tutorials as possible, as well as going through the subject areas we have already treated. My task this afternoon is to go through mediation, which we have already done, right? Go through mediation with you, and we'll watch a clip on mediation so you can see some of the practical things you have learned, and then we can take it from there. If there is time, we will debrief. So as you are watching the clip, please be making notes about the good things you are seeing, the bad things. As many of those as you can identify will inform us to what extent you understand what you have already gone through. You've done mediation theory and you have done mediation in practice, right? It may not have been segmented that way, but I believe you have gone through the mediation, at least as contained in your manual. And I believe you all have the manual.
No.
Okay. Right. You were given some tutorial questions by Mr. Bufa, right? And I understand you've done the first three. You've done the first three, right? My information is that you've done the first three. Which one did you do?
First question.
Traditional method of resolving disputes. So look at the drawbacks and then why they need for ADR. Okay. Right. That's the only one you've done. But you were given a list of tutorial questions, right? Were you given a list? In class. Do you have the list? I'm trying to access it on my mobile device. Mr. Bufa gave you. discuss the view that Abraham Maslow's theory of needs has no relevance whatsoever in negotiations and should be discarded. You have it?
No, we wrote it.
You don't have the person? Obviously, some of you are not in class when it was given. But you can write it if you don't have it. What is interest in negotiation? Question. Discuss the view that Abraham Maslow's theory of needs. Abraham Maslow's theory of needs has no relevance whatsoever in negotiations and should be discarded. I believe you have treated Abraham Maslow's theory of needs. Okay. So the question is asking your understanding of interest. Interest, the role interest plays. And you know that in negotiation, interest is everything, right? Use that principle negotiation where you went through the four principles.
Interest.
Separate the people. From the problem,
theory of needs,
focus on interest,
no relevance.
I have a third
negotiation
one.
And should be discussed.
Develop options. Okay. And the fourth, objective criteria. Okay. And you also did partner, right?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, then you might be very, very fine. Now,
thank you. Finally, you sent me something.
The other questions, and I have a whole array of them. The traditional method of resolving disputes, you have done that? Okay. Discuss the case for the recent emerging trends in justice system. Okay. Then what about discuss fully the drawbacks of the adversarial system of dispute resolution and indicate the advantages, if any, in the use of ADR. You've done that.
We have the question, but we haven't done it.
You have the question, you haven't treated it. But this we can treat yourselves, right? Because it's still talking about talking about the drawbacks of the adversarial system, which was embedded in the first one. All right?
Yeah.
So, if there's anything new, it's where it says indicate the advantages, if any, in the use of ADR. So, it's calling for your comparing the drawbacks of the adversarial system with the advantages of alternative dispute resolution.
Yep.
All right. And the third one, which I'm told you have also done, what do you understand by court-connected ADR? Is there any justification for the justice system to abandon its primary role assigned it by the Constitution in favor of promoting court-connected ADR? Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, we have the question.
You have the question, you haven't done it. Then do it. You mean you haven't treated it in tutorials?
No.
I believe this is the full class because I was asked whether I was meeting one of the groups, so I said I wanted to meet the full class. Okay. All right. It's ready. Okay. So what we are going to do now, with the background you have in mediation, as I indicated, please watch very painstakingly. The clip will take about an hour. Yes, the hour will fly like, because it's very interesting. But you have to, like I mentioned, make some notes, your observations. Okay, because I've been asking for that. That will form the basis of our discussion. We are going to use it to critique some of the things you have learned. All right, so is the volume okay?
Thank you.
And once you get to the interest, then the problem becomes easily solvable. Interests are easily resolvable, but positions are extremely difficult to resolve. You can't resolve a position. Very, very difficult. But because people normally take a position for various reasons, you will normally have to ask the magic question. I'm sure you were told the magic question. What is it? What is the magic question in negotiation or mediation? What is the magic question? It's a three-letter word. Why? Why? Why are you sitting here? You see, wherever you are sitting in this class is a position you're taking. And whether you know it or not, you are sitting where you are sitting for a certain reason. Right? Such that sometimes when you come and another person is sitting at that position, you are not very comfortable. There are some of you who may even struggle with a person to get out of the place. Okay? There is a reason for where you are sitting.
You were just forced. No, I was sitting here.
And if you watch, right from your secondary school days, you have maintained this position. The back benches are always the back benches. The front seats have always been. But to every rule, there's an exception. So you may have very limited exceptions. But by and large, where you are sitting there, if you are to trace your roots, especially academically, it will be obvious that this is where you have always preferred to sit. For various reasons. Some of the reasons could be that you are myopic. You may not know that when you sit at the back, you can't see. So you prefer to sit in front so you can see. Some do have problem with hearing. But they may not know. They just feel that when I'm at the back, I can't hear well. You have a hearing problem. How come that some people sit there all these years and they hear and they pass the same exams with you and you keep moving to the next stage? There are reasons for the positions you take. Those reasons are your interests. Interest always inform positions. But people would normally not avoid their interest. It is your duty as the dispute resolution agent to help the parties come alive with their interest so that the problem will become easily solvable. All right. I think our technicians have done their job now, so maybe we have to give them a round of applause. Alright, so let's just watch the clip. The title is A Widow's Inheritance. A Widow's Inheritance. So you can watch.
You will lose. Never ever come near my property. That is clear. You are always and passion. You're welcome to this center. Isn't just simple. My name is Georgette Francois. And I'm my name is Georgette Francois. And this is also Mr. Nagato. The two of us are mediators. And we have been asked to mediate in your dispute and help you to arrive at a comfortable solution to all your problems. We wish to congratulate you for coming here today to assist you bring the pregnancy forward. We know that there's been a lot of tension between the two of you. Having read what you have written, the statements you have written, and we want to help you today to try and negotiate your own agreements. As you know, you are here on your own voluntary accord, and we will not force anything on you. We want to just bring you together and to solve this problem, and it will be in the interest of the two of you and in the interest of the children.
Thank you, Georgette Francois Bacot, mediator. At this stage, I just want to give you a brief description of the mediation process and what you should expect from us. As my co-mediator has just said, mediation is a voluntary process. Voluntary in the sense that you have come yourself and you want us to assist you to resolve your disputes. We are neither judges nor arbitrators, but we are not going to hand over decisions by the judgment, but we are just going to assist the two of you in order to be able to arrive at an amicable settlement of this dispute. I also want to say that we do not know any of you, apart from the brief statements that you have given to us. We have never met any of you, but we do not know the nature of your disputes. Now, we will try as much as possible in the course of this program to be having
impartial. Are you sure about not knowing any of us? Because you are focused on her and you are just talking to her as if I don't exist. So, if you knew you know her and that's why she's brought us here, just let me go out because I know where to go and know the way to the court. This is your thing. So, which position will you be comfortable in? I'm comfortable here. I'm just not comfortable with him looking at her.
Oh, please be free to draw our attention to it. And we will amend our ways just you have just started. I'm happy you draw your attention to this. And within this process, we'll still go ahead and we'll get to some kind of settlement that will be acceptable to all of you. Now, in the course of the mediation exercise, we are likely to take one of you out and have a separate meeting, which we call the caucus. It is normal in mediation, and none of you should take it that because we have taken one person out or we have sat down with one person, we have conspired against the other person. We will also give you the opportunity, if need be, maybe to go out with you and have a separate meeting with you. But we want to assure you that whatever you tell us during the caucus meeting will be confidential and will not be released to the other party except with your consent. So you need to understand that. Now, we also want to assure you that everything that we are saying here, which we even put down on paper, is confidential. We will not release it to anyone if the two of you decide to go to court. And it cannot be used against you. you cannot even subpoena any of us to come and give evidence in you. We've got evidence for you in court that accommodation process based on that concern by one party. So that should give you some kind of assurance that whatever we're doing here will be confidential and will not be taken part. At this time, I just want to tell you that we have made some notepads available and pens available for you in order to take notes on certain things that you wish to comment on as the process goes on. We have a time frame of meeting for about 2 hours today, but we are hoping that within that 2 hours we'll be able to arrive at some kind of decision. But if we are able to arrive at a decision, we will meet on Monday, Wednesday, or every other day until we are able to resolve these differences. Now, we will invite, before inviting you to begin, may I know whether you have any questions so far, and what you've said, whether you have any questions?
Well, actually, you said that the thing is confidential because difficulty trusting people, anybody. So if you claim it's confidential, fine. But get this, if I hear anything that I say outside, you have your thoughts to do.
Well, as mediators, we are trained to keep things confidential and we try as much as possible within our ethics to keep whatever you tell us in confidential and not to release it out. And our communicator will confirm that is what our ethics are. And I'm sure you have to take that assurance from us.
One thing I want to say is that as the mediation progresses, we don't want two people to be speaking at the same time. You will all agree with us that it's not in the interest of two of you to be shouting at the same time. When one party is speaking, the other party should keep quiet. If there's anything the other party is saying which you don't understand or you wish to question, please just write it down on your notepad. And then after the other party finishes, you can raise that question. Is that agreed? If the other party is being so insulting. Yes, but still, you should be able to have a little patience and write it down. We'll give you your time to raise those issues.
Yeah, we'll strongly advise you to control your emotions and where there is a need for us to permit you to release the emotions, we'll do that. But until that, we want you to cooperate with us. Just keep your emotions, just put down points that have been said which you need to want to respond to. Now, at this stage, we want to start the mediation process itself. We want to start by giving you the opportunity to present your case to us. By our procedure, it is always the applicant or the plaintiff who is supposed to start. In this particular case, since Rwanda's name is on record as being the plaintiff, I think you have no objection if we ask Rwanda to start by presenting her case.
She can go again.
Yes, Rwanda, can you now let us know what position or what side of the case?
My side of the story is very, very simple. It's just that I don't know what to say to men. You know, I lived with my husband for 20 good years. 20 years. When we met, he didn't have anything.
On paper, don't be interjecting and shouting. It will not help you.
control yourself. What the fuck will you do if you like that?
Control yourself, control yourself.
She appears, but she has two children with her husband. I can't think about how that would be possible. Because, you know, my husband was always with me. Or at work. Well, he had a lot of companies, so he used to travel a lot to check on these companies. But that was it. Other than that, he was a very responsible husband and a father to our children. My father got him where he was before he died. And of course, we wanted the best for our children, so we sent them abroad. For school. And we are paying the school fees, you know, it's not easy. Paying school fees abroad. So if somebody suddenly appears that your brother has children with her, you have to be somebody, somebody. Why? Don't you know my name?
Exercise and patience. This is your picture.
I haven't finished my
name. This is your picture, just a moment. We have been just addressing each other
by name.
You know the name of this lady.
What is the name?
Sort of a name.
Happens to be quite bad at names, so she would remind me.
My name is Kanata Akshay.
We would appreciate it if you write it down in address by
the back. I think I will remember. Yes, thank you. Thank you. So, Nana appears, but she had children with my husband. And apart from not finding how that could be possible, being a Christian and a mother myself, I accepted that fine, her children are my husband's children. And I agreed to settle the children as the law states. But my problem here is, now she wants to be a signatory to the administrators, and I will not allow her because I will settle her children, and that's answers her problem. And that is my story. If she has anything else, she can go to her. But all I say is, I will settle her children, and that settles it.
Thank you very much, Karana, for this brief presentation of your side of the story. We will now call upon Nanama to also give us a brief presentation of her side of the story. Nanama.
Okay, I met Mr. Jacobo 6 years ago. We had two children, and he is always with me. Whenever he is not with me, he is on a business trip. He never told me he had another wife.
Another wife? Stop having a gentle. Please, put it down on your car.
That is good. You are writing it. When she finishes, then you can make your comments. Please go on the number. He never told me he had another wife. I have lived with him all these years. And there was a main part of it is that when he died, this woman, Rathna, sent a very nasty message to me that I shouldn't attend the funeral and that I shouldn't come with my family and behavior and whatever. In fact, I didn't like it. So I got to know that if I don't be on my feet, he won't allow me to get any property for my children. And he is also saying that he won't even allow me to represent my children. So please, as for that, I will never agree.
Yeah, thank you for your presentation of your side of this particular problem. We have now heard from the two of you. The two of you have been able to present your side of the story. And it appears as if the two of you have taken certain positions. Nanama, do I understand you to be saying that the position that you have taken in this is that you want to be a co-administrator to the estate of the Desinto?
Yes.
And us to understand you to be saying that under no circumstances will Nanama be a co-administrator to get a state of the testament.
Not just that, but that whole idea is madness. In fact, before I go on, let her know that my husband and my wife are not happy.
Can I come in 1 minute?
You have done the things.
You understand?
Let me finish. My husband and my wife are not happy. And that is it. There was no other person, and there is no other person. She was not my husband's wife. If anything, probably a mistress. And a mistress cannot have a wife. Get her to change that wife thing. If not, it's settled. I won't go on. I'm not for wife too.
Nanama, do we understand you to be saying that you have children with the late passing too?
Two children.
You have two children with him. So do we take it that you were living in some kind of relationship with passing too and that resulted in two children? Is that right?
Whichever way you want to put it.
Yes, okay. Then we just accept that they had a relationship and that resulted in two children.
And not a wife. Let her take the wife issue out. If not, this case is finished.
I have not lost my husband. Why should we not look at one on one at a time? Let's look at this. Today we are here, how do we look at the problem? As for being a wife or not a wife, it's not that important.
It's quite very important because it is wives who decide that they want what they want. So if she knows she's not a wife, she won't then be here telling me all sorts of things.
You remember you said she came because of the children and you had a
dream? Then tell her that.
So you come to me
as a wife.
You realize that it's not only because of the mother, but because of the children.
Let her.
She even came to my house to quarrel with me on this issue.
Of course, what do you expect?
But it appears as if listening to the two of you. Nanama has agreed that she had a relationship with the late Tasinto and that relationship resulted in two children. So from that presentation, it appears as if there is an acknowledgement that it was a relationship and that resulted in two children. But we want you to accept that is the position.
Let her accept that is the position because I have no problem with that position. The problem I have is the wife position.
Okay, Nanama, was there any ceremony between you and Jacinto, any marriage ceremony?
Okay, my husband wanted to see my people to perform the necessary rites, but because of his schedule, he couldn't do so before he died.
So we will agree that the man of the necessary personal rights and that transport were not allowed.
We can get them thinking that the two of you were in some kind of relationship, whatever name you want to call it.
I was getting to get him
yes, no marriage. That is admitted, so that clarifies the situation.
Yes. Get that
we've noted that. So I think at this stage the process can then move ahead. Now, having determined the positions that the two of you have taken, Nanama wanted to be an administrator, so Radia now saying there is no way by which he can even describe herself as such. Nanama, may we know why you want to be an administrator of the estate of the late Jacinto?
My children are born young. Now, two and four.
So do we take it or understand it now that your main interest in this particular case is your children?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, Aradna, may we also hear from you the reason why you do not want Nanama to have anything to do with the administration of the estate of the late husband?
If she flips her main reason for coming here is her children, then I don't see this whole thing I know about wanting to be an administrator here because I have to know that there's many years after playing. I'm not. I've told her and well. I leave that floor to the judge. I will sentence my children because that is what the law has. And that is it. In fact, if I don't do that, the law has to do that. Bring me to my mama. I don't do anything. Okay, I'm going to do that. I'm going to settle my children in that person. I just don't want to give my name and property. I don't want to have my instructions. I just can't imagine how I could sit down. I've told you I have a very good deal for my children. And by the way, do you know where my husband got that money? It was my father. My father who got him what he was before he died. Nobody else knows how he made his money. And yet they are bringing me here for what?
Rasha, but it's good that you have a good deal. And I appreciate it. But I think just a little bit of what you intended.
She has no case in.
She's withdrawn from school. Could you help her a little bit by telling us what you intend to do for these children?
Yes, you can.
They are 2 and 4 years old.
Put in good schools that at the same time the house that you are living in will be renewed.
mean, we appreciate but this is just a report that we spoke about.
We also think we're going to spend.
There are people who are going to spend. And now I'm going to know why you want to be a company's
program. My children are very young, and I will be there for the account to have to take over for me.
So do we understand you that you want to build the company's program just to protect the interests of your
children? Yes, exactly.
So the interest of your children is paramount in this whole
The woman wants her own interest. She wants her money. She got my husband. Now she wants her own money. I won't allow that. But my children
just don't want that. Just keep quiet and let's get the process going. Now, you have told us that you want to protect the interests of your children. But we want to see how best the interests of your children will be protected. As we told you in our opening statement, there may be times that we have to hold a separate meeting with either of you in order to be able to understand certain things and understand certain things better and also to be able to probe deeper into certain things. So we will work at this time to have a caucus session with your work man. If you can just step up a minute and take your seat in the best room, we will have just a pre-separate session with our work man and then we will just get back to you. So can you just step up this process and we'll get back to you?
Because do you know what we are talking about? The woman doesn't even know anything about.
appointed not a brother back in your own work, but just represent like an alternative or substitute director to represent the interests of the children on the one of the community.
The woman doesn't want to represent the interests of the children. She is representing her own interests because she knows that the wife will have not one person. She doesn't do anything, she was just living on her life. The person we come to and as a family, we can understand it now. She's not a member of the board of directors. After all, she's not going to be in a management position. You know, I want to teach that. If you want it on paper, I want to write that she's just there as a member of the board of directors. But just to represent the children's interest. So she, as a board member, I thought we should not share with that.
Okay.
So just accept it or get her to accept it. If not, there's nothing more I can do. Just get her to accept it. And I'm going to commit her. You know, I'm going to give her a lot of time because I just don't want her to bother me again. I'll put her children in one school. And what I should have, I'll let her choose. If it's Ghana International, Lincoln International, whatever, I'll do that. But she's not at my back.
So at this stage, we agree that we're going to, the children are going to be catered for.
No, because I just don't want to drive her husband in the back.
Can you listen to me as you summarize what we have agreed down right now? Our children are going to be put in the best schools. That school, they are going to be remitted to take care, and we're going to take very good care of them. And that Nanama is going to be made a board member of family companies.
Two
companies. Two companies. Those were from two companies. We seem to be making some progress, and we just must express our appreciation to you for cooperating with us for us to be able to get to work in that.
I don't want her to be an administrator. I have done so much, and I'm sure you agree with me that I've been doing that for him. So that I can get a legal, she can get a lawyer to sign the papers. I just don't want for anything, okay? And that's it. I do my part, and the contract with the binding on me to do my part. If I don't do it, she can take me forever. But I just don't want to name my property. She's a board member of two other companies.
See how best to be able to handle this situation. So since we have had a separate meeting with you, we think it is about time that we also had a short separate meeting with the mama. Let's see how best we can
do. Okay, but make sure she accepts everything that I've put on it. Well, and you speak her. What members? I will meet her, give her a very good deal. And she'll be fine. She won't even need to work. All she has to do, and get this, make sure she takes care of my husband's children very well. If she feels the children are for my husband, then it is binding on her to make sure she gives them good food because the children have been counted.
So we think at this time we will have a separate meeting.
And I'm going to give her enough time to make sure she's going to go well and she brings them up the next day. But only take them. They have got to be a limit. I'm going to make sure that I will be very good
professionals. Okay, we would appreciate if you can move into room number two, whereas we have a separate one meeting with your mother at Pakistan. You want to go to the
administration? I
wouldn't do it. Okay, you can handle it. Can we have another incoming in? Thank you for your patience in waiting for us, as we explained to you that this is part of personal competition process. We seem to be making some progress in this mediation exercise, so we think we are almost close to the point of reaching an agreement. Before we left, you made a request that you want to do at least one of the parts of the company. But we are happy to announce to you that we have been able to get you out of the board of two other companies. But the two other companies are my co-mediator who just explained the circumstances around what those two companies do.
Thank you.
came to the modeling company and the modeling as time progresses, they can look at those and
think she's cheating.
The mere fact that you are a director of the modeling and the modeling fact does not mean that your children are going to be denied anything from the mining company. Your children are not giving their tuition of whatever profits that the company generates from the mining company. They are not going to be denied that. But as a starting point, because all the directors as of now of the mining company are technical people, because of the limits that the regulations permit, that is why we've been able to work this agreement over you. You are main director of these other two companies so as a starting point.
The bottling and the company. Are you sure my children's share in the mining company will be given to them beside the bottling and the block making factory? Yes, definitely. We will incorporate all these issues in the agreement, and the fact that we are not a member of the board of directors doesn't mean that your children will not benefit. We will always make sure that the agreement takes care of our children. The other three companies will also be included so that the children will have a share. And you can always make a plan if you feel that what has been incorporated in the agreement is not being complied with. So, we do agree with that to be on the bottom, the board of directors of the bottom company and the bottom company. So far as we get our share from the mining company, I think I have to agree. And she also said she will be paying some money into my account, I thought, every month for my children. And I don't know how much she's going to pay me.
With the company, since the company makes profit money, if we fix, for example, a fixed sum of money, let's take it $1,000 or 1 million cities, the company makes more, and you have agreed on that fixed sum of money, it will not be in your interest. So let's leave it to the percentage that the children are entitled to. So when the company makes so much, you just make the percentage and bring that into your account. I think that will be that will be the best. Yeah, the best thing. Yeah. So what we have agreed on, that your children will be put in the best schools, the monthly remittance for the care of your children will be a board member of those two companies. I think this
And then finally, because of that, we will draw your
The customer success will represent the interest of the children who are as a group administrator. Yeah. Okay, so I think we can call in the worker at this time so that we formalize the agreement.
Thank you very much.
Sorry for the slight delay in keeping you in too, because we have to make some kind of progress. We need to hold some meeting before we come back. We've been able to make some kind of progress. We've been able to meet. Do we understand your position before you left? That you're going to put the two children of Justin to in one of the best schools?
The best school.
Okay, thank you very much. And then we also understood you to say that there will be monthly remittances to these children in order to take care of them, and that we want them to be given good food, good vitamins, and all these things.
Thank you very much. Very much so. And I'm going to give them a lot of money for that.
Thank you also for that. And then we also agreed that Nanana will be made a government member of the block factory.
Yes.
And also the bottling
class.
Yes. Yeah. And then in consideration, Nanana will withdraw the cake that which is fat. And the customer successor will join to take the case of administration.
She did that.
Yeah, she's agreed with the customer successor.
Nobody can
submit a copy of the mediation agreement for the two of you to read the deep that is what has been agreed for you to sign at this particular time. I think I have enough time for a copy of the mediation agreement, which I want you to have a book at the top of you. I pray at this time you will sign this agreement to show that you are agreed for the time. This is the question you have to solve.
Describe it. There was something else going on. Fire for fire.
You only saw fire for fire.
They are taking positions.
Taking positions. In the context of what? Put your ADR caps. In the context of what? They were doing negotiation. You may call it hard the past time. But they were negotiating. Because if you observe carefully, whatever they were talking about at the outset is the same thing that will go to the negotiation table. But what was the difference? At the negotiation table, their anger, their acrimony, their language, everything was managed. By who? Left them alone, they wouldn't have been able to cross the border. So it's the same thing. And that is why we normally say that the mediation process is really an assisted negotiation process. You are assisting the parties to negotiate more effectively. So in that process, what did you observe? What did you observe in the mediation process? Yes.
I observe the full-fledged of mediation practice, in which the mediators set the principles or the tone for negotiation to the parties, introduce themselves, and then set the rules for the mediation process. And then the parties were given the opportunity to narrate what they are.
About the opening statement, and that is really important, very, very critical in any effective mediation process. If you get that wrong, a lot will go wrong. And how in-depth was their opening statement? Did anybody point out? They said everything. And in fact, if you observe, they had a template to guide them. You can't remember all the points, because they're about between 10 and 12 points. You can't remember, no matter how many years you practice. So it's always good to have a small template, and you go through them one after the other. And the importance of doing that is because if you don't, and something crops up, and you have to manage it along the line, and you haven't mentioned it in the opening statement, it becomes very difficult to implement. For instance, the issue of focusing. If he hadn't mentioned that, they might get to a stage where a party will be taken into caucus and that it doesn't really mean anything. The other party will equally be taken. So when that time came and they were asking one party to go out for the other treatment, was there any difficulty? So the opening statement is very crucial. The way they welcomed them made them feel very comfortable and so on and so forth, before they now moved into the actual mediation proper. There was a problem with the sitting arrangement. Did you observe it, and how was it handled? The sitting arrangement. Did you observe the problem? One of them complained. What was the problem?
I observed that one of the parties didn't like the way the mediator maintained eye contact with one of the parties. So she thought that the other party was giving an undue advantage, thereby maybe they related well with the other party than her. So if that one wasn't really dealt with well, I think it would derail the whole process from the inception.
Thank you very much. And now, did you observe how the mediators handled that? How did they handle it? They apologized. Do you think the male mediator was doing that intentionally?
No.
Looking at that allegation that he was paying more attention to one against the other. Okay. But once it was raised, it became a necessary concern. They had to apologize. And even ask her what position you wanted a particular mediator to adopt. And she said, I'm okay, I don't mind what position. All I needed was he should know that there are two of us here. Okay? And it is the two of us who have the problem. So pay equal attention to the two of us. They apologize and mended my speech, which is very good. Which should tell you that being a mediator is not an easy job. Alright. Now, if you look at the caliber of people sitting there, the way they meet the parties we are talking to them, if you are not careful, you might get irritated. But one good quality a mediator should always have is that of humility. You come to the level of the parties. You are there because of them, not for your sake. So in court-connected mediations, for instance, when we started initially in the year 2003 upwards, you had Supreme Court judges sitting as mediators. And they would come dressed ordinarily so that the parties would feel comfortable in their midst. And they helped resolve a whole array of cases those days. And it was very interesting. So come to their level. You are there for yourself. You are there for them. Alright. So what other things did you observe? Now let's look at three negatives that you saw. And then three positives that we can use there. Yes?
Suggestion. When somebody is, one party is talking, the other party is talking.
Okay. And that was handled, right? Okay. What else? What did you observe?
We tried to, there were a name calling among them, we were trying to call them. That woman.
Now, what did the mediators use in correcting these things that were coming up? What were they using? What were they making reference to? So the mediators tried to solve these two problems you mentioned. Now, you see what? Yes, finish up.
It was given a paper of and then put down instructions.
And they were constantly also reminded about what? The ground rules. We have agreed that we call everybody by this name or that name. There's nothing like this woman or that woman and so on and so on. We have also agreed that we will talk in turns. There's no need to interject. You have pieces of paper. If there's any problem, just jot it down. When it gets your turn, you address it. It's just trying to help them regulate the process. Otherwise, it will continue like the way they were doing when they were alone. But to ensure that now some orderliness has to be infused into the system to help them, the rules have to be applied anytime there is a breach. Okay. Any other negative you want to mention?
At the point the mediator tried making a proposal about the substitute director.
Good. I'm happy you observed that. By the way, two or three more of something that were infused into the program for teaching purposes. That is not good. Okay? The mediator should not be a counsel or a lawyer for either side. You are there, you are in the middle. You help them bring out their own proposal so you can help them come to an agreement at the end of the day. There were some other things that we had. Yes.
That they were assuring one party. They were assuring one party of the other party's compliance or acceptance of the proposed.
Yes. And who were they assuring?
The rabbi.
All right. You see, that wasn't good enough. Maybe because of the rabbi's aggressive nature, it was having a certain edge over the mediators, and they should. As mediators in future, you should watch that. Okay. We call it power imbalance. If there's any situation of power imbalance that you cannot moderate, then you should call the mediation office. But fortunately, in spite of the power imbalance here, what was their main concern? What was Nana's main concern?
The children.
Her children. Everything she wanted was on the children. And what was the conciliatory gesture? What was the assurance from the wife? Taking care of the children is no problem. So should there be any dispute in the first place? You see? Right, so you've seen most of the negatives, now the positives. The positives. What do you think went well that you really liked?
You did a seminar.
Yeah.
We reinforced most of the points.
Sure. Every now and again, let's make sure. Are you saying this? Are you saying that? Let's see how far we have come. Whether that is exactly what you're saying. Excellent. Yes, can you shout, please? Yes. Can you just shout?
The data kept
reassuring the
parties.
Yes.
I was happy about the way the issue about God and our family and the mind.
Okay. Good. And you know that it was an issue that Europa would not have compromised on at all. So the mediators have to, instead of that one, get two. Which in reality, if you put together, will not even come anywhere near the mining company. But she was giving a certain assurance. Even though she's not a member, the children will still do what? And that is the main interest. Remember when we talked about positions? I want to be an administrator. That is the position. I will not let you be another position. So why do you want to be an administrator? Did you hear that question?
Yes.
My children are... And the way she's behaving, if I'm not careful, I will not get anything from my children. That was really her concern. So those are the interests. Why she was fighting, why she had taken that kind of position. But once she was assured that the interest would be taken care of, what did she do? She put in the towel. And once she mellowed on that insistence, then a rabbi who also said over my dead body for you to be an administrator, also decided to give her everything she wanted to satisfy her interests. So that is why we say in the mediation process, there's always what we call optimum satisfaction of interest. Everybody can get what they want to the fullest limit. The man was very well, the money was not the issue, but there's a lot of posturing and, if you like, representation to a rabbiner is maybe hitting below the belt for people to know that the husband who was so well to do, who had lived with her all these years, she was the missus, was actually harboring a mistress somewhere. You know, she couldn't live with that. She couldn't live with that. It was too much for her. So she could give as much money as possible away to preserve, if you like, that dignity for her late husband. Well, you can put it in any way you want, but she had a point. She had a very genuine concern as a wife. Okay? Alright, so this one cuts across. And I want to see how the ladies and the gentlemen will deal with that. Both women claim that the man was always always be truthful. you are. One of the reasons why you are being taught less at this stage, you may have seen that in your manual, is that what are the days when you were being trained only as lawyers? Now, if you become an effective mediator or a mediation advocate, you are adding two new skills to your lawyering skill. You can be a mediation advocate in the sense that you can represent your client in the mediation process. You can be a mediator in the sense that when a client comes to your chambers in future with a case, you can look at that case. You know, there are cases that are amenable to mediation, there are others that are not. I'm sure you went through all that. And when a case is brought to you, you can look your client in the face and say, you know something, the person you are talking about is your brother, is your tenant, is your neighbor. There's a certain level of essential relationship. Is that a case you should take to court? No. So rather than going to court, can I invite that person over so we can find a solution to this problem? In which case, I'm not going to act as your lawyer, but I'll be a mediator and help the two of you resolve the problem as quickly as possible, and probably at minimal cost. If your clients agree, you have a mediation on hand, and you can do that, and depending on the nature of the matter, how big or small it is, we can still make a very decent fee. Okay? But within a short time, you are done with it,
yeah.
And you can concentrate on other more difficult and time-consuming cases. So think about them carefully. When you treat arbitration, at the end of the notes, you will observe the same issue raised. Your role as an arbitrator and your role as an arbitration advocate. So by the time you leave this campus, you have five professions, all of which you can practice. You can practice all of them. The gentleman you saw who was the co-mediator, Mr. Megache, I'm sure you all know where he is now.
Yes.
He is on the Supreme Court bench. And he's one of the very, very effective arbitrators we have in this country. And he's also a very good mediator. I didn't say he's a good arbitration advocate and a good mediation advocate. So you can virtually chop with your two hands and your two legs and maybe your boots. Right. And let me add this for us to round up. This program wants you to employ these skills when you leave school. It's so sad that after school, you see people doing the normal lawyering thing without any regard to what their clients really need. And even though it's an offense under the Ghana Bar Association rules, people still do it. They don't really discern what the needs of their clients are. So for every little matter that will be settled, we are in court. Alright? Please practice what you are learning. It will do you good. It will do the system good. We want to decongest the system. Look, if the justice delivery system, which has been built on the foundations of litigation as a serial process, have seen the wisdom in going ADR, then what else are we talking about? So what we want you to do when you leave school is to give people the opportunity of not even going to the court in the first place for the judge to direct go to EDR. They should understand there are other credible alternatives which they can resort to. Because if you are going to the court only to be referred to EDR, then why do you need to go to EDR in the first place? Because there will be a lot of EDR practitioners who are also lawyers and non-lawyers. Because this is also another way of demystifying dispute resolution. It is no longer the sole prism of lawyers. Even though as lawyers you have a very big advantage, you have been purposely trained in handling disputes and helping resolve disputes. So I guess we've had enough for this evening. God willing, what is the time of Monday? You have your ADR on Monday, right? 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock, okay. will come and look at some of the questions there. But you prefer the 2 to 4? I wasn't convenient for me. Because if I come 2 to 4, you can't prove. Maybe you are just pretending for support. There are times you have to see and all that. By the time you get back to the chambers, the clients are empty. So 4 to 6 seems good for most of us, I believe. But why are you going from here this time? Aren't you going home? You don't have any car? From 11? Oh, so after 1, you have to wait till 4. Okay, that's something you have to think through. So let's do it this way. Your class rep will inform you. I will see if I can manage 2 to 4. I can. And it will give you the final word. Thank you very much. And enjoy your meeting.
Civil procedure material. Kindly see me.
Civil procedure.
Thank you.